night reception reception at Cajun Spice Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to present the work that I've been doing, and it was a great evening. Very successful. We were happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know a lot of people were fortunate to be able to go down there. A lot of people were sad they missed it.
That's correct.
But I think a lot of people in our listening audience may not know your name. You've actually only been painting about 3 years.
About three years.
Doing art and artistic work for quite a bit longer.
That's correct.
So let's go back a little bit before we talk about some of your current paintings that people can have an opportunity to see this Saturday.
Okay.
You actually started off here at USL.
Yes, yes.
And you were in architecture.
That is correct.
So a very physical form of art.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. And here at USL, it kind of started my whole perspective of a way of seeing in layers, because they taught in design, they taught collage and seeing things three-dimensional rather than two-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of started that was my first experience of actually being able to see things in layers and also at a different perspective. And it just lends itself to what I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm. Well, what originally drew you to architecture? I mean, that's a very specialized field in many people's minds.
Right.
And already you must have some sense of creation and construction.
Well, yeah, construction. My dad, he's been self-employed for 40 years, a bricklayer. So I started off as a brick mason. And at the age of 10, 11, you know, kind of learning to work with your dad out there in the summer times and when you're off in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And from that on, I just said, Dad, you know, how did he come up with the building? He said, son, it's an architect. And so I said, well, that's what I want to study. So that's how it kind of started. And I came here and started in the architectural program.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, what did you like about constructing things? I mean, very early on, you're creating shapes out of the bricks. And
Right. It's all about the, I guess for me, it's the combination, the putting things together, mm-hmm. the layers of things. Mm-hmm. And even when you're laying bricks, it's all mm-hmm. one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn the craft of actually being a craftsman on a job site.
Mm-hmm.
Because the brickwork was the one, a veneer that's being seen mm-hmm. by not just a construction people, but the homeowners or the business owners. So it was a craft kind of thing. And my dad always taught, your work will be seen for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
So make
mm-hmm.
it look good.
Right.
So for me, I took that, you know, took that personal, and it just led itself to what I'm doing now.
Right. And right. and people always admire the beauty of bricklaying.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's
exactly.
that's a task that so many people, they won't even try that.
Exactly. And I was the one, I was the brick cutter on the mm-hmm. brick saw, this brick mm-hmm. you know, powerful brick mason machine. And, you know, when you're doing arches and intricate work, these cuts have to be almost exact. So I kind of learned to work with my hands really good and protect my hands really good. So
right. And there must be something about bricklaying that gives you a sense of perspective as well, that you're always having to account for space and what will fit in a certain space and how
right.
something comes out just right.
Right. What, in bricklaying, you really have to pay attention to the building at first. You look at the foundation, you look at the framing, because your brickwork, if one corner, the other corner's off, your measurement's off, you have to adjust for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to take consideration of the whole project mm-hmm. before you actually get into detail. So you have to be almost a generalist first and say, okay, my building from corner to corner is off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to adjust here. So your mind starts to take a hold of the building first and kind of break it down into smaller pieces
right.
and then build it back up with the brick as you're going back up.
Yeah, so, you see things that most of us would never
exactly,
even think
exactly,
about.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you come to a window and half the window is off, a half an inch, you know, we have to make it look good.
Right.
Because your soldier over the window needs to be level. So we have to make that look good. So the artistry comes out.
That's right. You make it look almost effortless.
Exactly.
Where there's a lot of internal measuring
exactly.
and accounting
exactly.
for space.
Exactly.
Well, so when you got to USL and
right.
you were in the architecture program, you mentioned that you were taking lots of different kinds of classes.
Right.
What were some that really, because you didn't become an architect,
right.
but these classes were very important to you
correct.
And stayed with you. Describe some of them.
The ones I really enjoyed were the design classes.
Mm-hmm.
It really gave my mental capacity a challenge. With one of the professors here, Hector LaSala, he really taught us how to look at things three-dimensional. So you would take, let's say, a passage or a phrase, and you have to define that three-dimensionally. So it makes you take words, objects, material and blend them in together. So that really got me, my perspective really, mm-hmm. you know, just all frayed.
You're translating an idea or an image into an actual physical creation.
Exactly. And then taking that creation and turning it into architecture. Mm-hmm. So it was just different levels of really taking an idea mm-hmm. and turning it into something special. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, with my sketching classes, you know, quick sketching, to learn you how to perspective, learn how to place things in a space, on a sheet of paper or on a canvas, just learning how to place things, because the eye really tells the story of the feeling of how your paintings is going to come along.
Right.
And all those things to me, those two things to me just established my perspective.
Mm-hmm. Something spoke to you
exactly.
about those classes.
Exactly.
And you mentioned that you were already doing collage while you were here.
Right, right.
What kinds of collages were you doing?
Well, we did a lot of paper collages. Mm-hmm. We take a theme or a poet's poem, and we had to interpret it. Mm-hmm. And we was only allowed to use clippings from newspapers or magazines or any kind of reproductions to tell the story. Mm-hmm. So that in itself is a challenge from a person, you know, who really can't understand totally of what is going on.
Right. So you mean like the idea or the phrase? The
phrase.
Poem.
You have mm-hmm. to interpret the phrase.
Right.
You have to find a meaning in the phrase. Mm-hmm. Then you have to start to say what the materials associates with that phrase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it all needs to speak the same language.
Right.
And at a young age, you know, you're still trying to, you know, get your mind around what's going on. And to me, that was a challenge. But also, it led me to open up my view and my perspective and my mind to something totally different. Mm-hmm. And for me, I mean, it's priceless.
Mm-hmm.
It's priceless.
Well, after you were here for 4 years,
right.
and then you went back into construction?
Yes, I went to join my dad. Yeah.
Well, tell us about that experience, having gone and studied the things that you're talking about, design mm-hmm. and sketching, and thought about different ideas. How did that inform your building and your sense of the materials you were using?
It had an impact on mm-hmm. me. It because when I went back and I worked for my dad, mm-hmm. being he was a business owner, we at that point had two different ways of seeing things at that
mm-hmm,
point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of my favorite sayings to my dad was, well, you know, we can skin a, there's more than one way to skin a cat, Pop.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, son, I'm on this job site. You know, he was giving me the point.
You were no longer the 10-year-old just doing what
right,
he was
right.
telling you to do.
So, you know, it led to me being humble mm-hmm. enough to understand that when you get into the design side of it, sometimes you lose sight of the intricacy and the details that you need to have on a construction site, because a lot of things goes wrong on a
right.
construction site, that sometimes you have to evolve your details or your architectural aesthetics
mm-hmm.
a little
that
bit.
The practical
exactly.
sometimes trumps the artistic.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. So mm-hmm. that was a big trauma.
Right. So how many years did you work construction with your dad?
After I left USL, I've been working there ever since. I worked here with my dad for about 5 years, and then I left and I went to Houston, and I started building homes as a superintendent.
Mm-hmm. So you're obviously very skilled at that,
right.
skilled with large structures, and
yes.
But still always that, I guess, like you said, it really had informed you and expanded your sense of possibility.
Right, right. It just gave me the ability to see. When I did the construction, I really saw from point A to the point Z of how a building goes
mm-hmm.
and being constructed, and how to fix problems, how to implement problems, how to work with the engineers, how to work with the architects, how to work with the inspectors, and how to work with your own construction company to get things done. So it gave me the practical means to get things done of mm-hmm. how our industry works outside of design.
Well, let's talk about that transition into being a painter, an artist right now.
Okay.
And I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guests are Joey and Bryant Benoit, here to talk about Bryant's painting and an exhibit that will be at Cajun Spice Gallery this Saturday for Second Saturday Art Walk, and that's generally around 6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 9
p.m.
Yes.
on Saturday. People have an opportunity, if they're listening right now and they're near their computer, they can check out some of Bryant's paintings. Joey, what is that site?
That's correct. On Facebook, you can visit our page. It's titled Benoit Gallery. Or for a direct link to the Benoit Gallery page, it's www.facebook.com/Benoit Gallery Art.
Okay, so if you'd like to see some of these images that we're talking about, you can check them out on Facebook. So many years in construction, but always having that sense of artistry, knowing that you liked collage, that you liked working with your hands, that you liked drawing. How did that happen? That's only happened within the past few years.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it was kind of bittersweet with the economy being the way it was. Right. Construction was kind of dwindling, and I got laid off. Mm-hmm. And I've been battling a little knee injury for a while, so I talked to Joey, and I said, you know, I'm going to have the surgery. And she said, well, you're going to have to stay off your – the doctor said you're going to have to stay off your knee for 6 weeks. And I said, well, no weight at all. So I was like, what am I going to do? So I said, get me some stuff, and I'll start painting. And I just started painting and, you know, learning how to move the acrylics. I started with acrylics. I dabbled with oil, but it dried too fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, too slow. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to explore. And I just started exploring and – did a bunch of acrylic paintings, and me being who I am, started going back to what I like to do and started playing around with cutting up newspapers. And Joey was like, what are you doing? I said, I'm playing right now. Mm-hmm. And it just came into two paintings, and I was like, I really like this. And from that point on, I've never stopped, because it was more of the layers of it. It mm-hmm. really got me into the painting.
Construction.
Exactly. I started building the painting. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. exactly.
Well, so are all of your paintings combination, collage, painting?
Most of them now. Mm-hmm. When I first started painting the first year, I really had to learn how to manipulate or move the paint mm-hmm. one color to the next color, making them mesh together. And the way I learned how to do it was not mixing colors on a palette, but I do it on the canvas, you know, and I mixed the paint, and it was just kind of feeling my way around. And from that point on, the first year maybe, and they all sold, so that was a good thing. So all of those were acrylics, but now it's all collage work.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, obviously something touched people about the paintings. Tell us about what you paint and construct. What are the themes? What are the subjects?
I paint my perspective. My life's perspective, the way I see it. It's kind of like my thought impressions on the canvas of any subject. We have a lot of forming here, so I delve into the forming, Creole life. I'm Creole. My background is Creole, so I tell Creole stories that my mom, my dad, my relatives, uncles, everybody used to talk about. And I just put those things on canvas in the way that I can tell the story. Mm-hmm. And with the collage, the pictures and the cutouts and the newspapers and my contribution, I guess, is the acrylic paint, the story behind everything, all these things go together. And it just really tells the story the way I see it. And the pictures allow me to tell the story in a way that certain people identify with certain pictures that I use. Mm-hmm. So each painting identifies with that person just a little bit special sometimes, because depending on your experience with a certain picture that I might choose, you're going to have a certain experience of that painting.
And give us some examples of what people might see.
Let's say I did a painting for the city of Youngsville. Mm-hmm. It was a sugar cane, and I was in an art walk for Sugar Mill Pond, and I just did a painting because that used to be an old sugar cane field. So I take photos of old sugar cane workers in the fields of the South, sugar mills burning, you know, the old sugar cane.
The wagons.
Mm-hmm. And so I take these stories that speaks to this area, specifically for the sugar industry. And when I place them in the paintings in an overall, it really speaks of the South, mm-hmm. the industry, the labor behind it. So when you see that painting, oh, I used to do that, or my dad used to tell me they used to cut cane just like that. Mm-hmm. So they can identify with a certain time frame of a painting or of a picture.
Yeah.
And for me, I can paint the painting and give it a date just with the pictures that's in it. Mm-hmm. Or tell a story within a story with the pictures that's in it.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell of a hardship. I can tell of a celebration after a hard day's work, you know, so I can tell many kind of stories within one's whole story.
Right. So you're really touching historical, emotional chords in a lot of people.
I try to. Mm-hmm. I guess that's a good way to say it.
Have you ever painted, you talked about your dad being a bricklayer. Have you ever painted pictures of bricklayers?
I did a couple of them. Mm-hmm. I do write a lot, prose, poetry, or whatever, because it helps me
Going back to what Hector LaSala did.
Exactly. Because all of this stuff gets confusing at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're working with pictures and you're sketching and you're doing all these things and you're putting all these ideas and these layers on the canvas, it can get confusing. Yeah. So the words help me sift through it, and then a phrase might do it for the whole painting. So it's really, for me, and I work with a camera, so I take a lot of pictures while I'm painting. So I put all these processes, it's a long process for me, mm-hmm. I guess, you know,
what they call multi-platformed now.
Yeah, there you go.
But
the way I do it is it's just all about layers, yeah. You know. And then when the finished product is done, you really could stand back. And what I like to see is people's expressions when they see a painting and they look at it overall. It's like, oh, this is very nice. Mm-hmm. But then you give them a second or two and they're like, you know, they look at it a little closer. And then the painting starts to reveal itself. Yeah. So
it's a depth and many layers to your paintings.
I would like to think so.
Again, if you have just tuned in, my guest is artist Bryant Benoit, his wife Joey here. They will have an opening this Saturday during Second Saturday Art Walk at Cajun Spice Gallery. So you can see these paintings that he's talking about. You can also, as Joey mentioned, see some of them on the web, which is actually where you first started showing them.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yes, and we started on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing vehicle.
That's amazing. Joey is the one who started me because, mm-hmm. you know, when you starting out painting for the first time, you're a little possessive.
Sure.
You're not sure. Yeah. You're a little timid about my work because it's a personal thing.
Right.
And she was like, no, it's really good. And friends and family was like, no, it's really good. And she created this Facebook page. And from that point on, it just took off.
Well, people started sharing it with their friends.
Exactly.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. And, you know, we started gaining a following. Mm-hmm. Once I saw the talent that was coming out, it was definitely something that needed to be shared.
Yeah.
But I thought she was biased, though.
Oh, no.
He still says that I'm biased.
Well, maybe you can again give us the details of this Saturday and what people can expect to see at the gallery.
Yeah, absolutely. This Saturday, we would love if you're available to join us at Cajun Spice Gallery on Jefferson Street. The address is 535 Jefferson Street. Bryant's show is the Creole My Story show, where he has approximately 30 pieces on display and available for purchase as well. Most of the paintings do tell a Creole theme story, as Bryant stated, and we have some that just tell a Louisiana story. Mm-hmm. He has a couple of New Orleans theme paintings there as well. Art Walk will be from 6 to 9 p.m., and you can also check us out on Facebook at Benoit Gallery.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's free. All the galleries are open.
That's
and
great.
Free. People can just wander
yeah.
in. And
yeah, we're going to have a live band. I think it's just a little jazz musician, mm-hmm. a two-man band on the deck at Cajun Spice. A little food, refreshments.
Okay, so a full sensory experience
That's
there.
Correct. Yeah.
Absolutely, and we love meeting new people, so mm-hmm. we would love to just meet and talk. And Bryant loves to go into detail about his work and explain a painting. If anyone shows up and has mm-hmm. a question about the painting, Bryant will be there to talk on it.
And share those stories. Definitely. I'm sure, again, reminding people of so many stories that are in their family and in
Correct.
Our community. Well, thank you both for coming by to let us know more about Bryant's work. Again, Bryant attended USL in architecture and art, and now is a practicing visual artist and showing his work. And you have an opportunity this Saturday for Second Saturday Art Walk at Cajun Spice Gallery to see it. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judith, for having us.